Today we're going to talk about what I planned on talking about yesterday, but then I got a little sidetracked. There is a very outside chance, very, very outside chance, that my Sefer is going to be printed within the 9 days, which got me thinking that if a person makes a Su'uda in celebration of publication of a Sefer, is that enough of a Su'udas Mitzvah to warrant eating meat during the 9 days? Any other type of Siyum, provided that it's on a reasonable amount of material and took a reasonable amount of work, you're allowed to eat meat during the 9 days. What about a Su'udas Siyum of a Sefer? So I saw in the Sefer Avnei Shoham that he quotes Shar Mitzion Ba'alacha in the name of the Tshuvas Teferet Shmuel Siman Nun Hei, that a person who finishes writing a Sefer and publishes a Sefer and celebrates that event is Pater from Tainus Bechor and Erev Pesach if he celebrates an Erev Pesach, meaning that such a Siyum is enough to pater somebody from the what would otherwise be an obligatory fast. And l'chora, the same would be true about patering someone from the or permitting someone rather to be able to eat meat. In the Tshuvas Chikike Lev Yardeya Siman Nun Vav, he says Mish Aziko Hashem Lahat V'Sefer Chadash Af Kishu Avel Mutar Lo Le'echol, that a person is allowed to eat when he celebrates a Sefer Chadash V'Gam Nisasik B'Sidur HaSefer. And then he goes a step further. And even if you just edited the Sefer, or you did the layout of the Sefer, or you paid for the publication of the Sefer, they can eat at such a Su'uda, even if it otherwise would have been a day that we are knowing to fast, like a Bechor on Erev Pesach. Then he goes on to say, and the same is true by his Sefer Torah. However, there is another point that has to be considered over here, and that is that when one finishes a Sefer, there's an interesting discussion whether or not that warrants saying a bracha of Shehecheyanu. And certainly we have a practice that we do not recite Shehecheyanu at this time of year because it is not a positive zman, so we don't want to draw attention to the fact that lazman hazeh, as if this zman were a good zman. This is a zman of the year that is a rea mazale, that has a bad mazel for the Jewish people. So is that true? Does one in fact recite a Shehecheyanu when they publish a sefer? So I was very interested in this topic after I published my first sefer, so interested that I made this the introduction of the second sefer. The Rush writes in, I think there are two things that have to be considered in terms of Shehecheyanu. Whether there's a chiyuv of Shehecheyanu mitzad, the mitzvah, the fact that one is mekayim a mitzvah, and maybe that alone requires a Shehecheyanu, and then even leaving aside the mitzvah, whether the fact that there is a great simcha that's associated with it, whether that simcha is enough to require a Shehecheyanu. The Rush, quoted by the Torah in Yerodeh Siman Reish Ayin, writes, mitzvah saseh al kol ish Yisrael asher yado maseges lichtov chumshei haTorah Umishna, Ugmara, Uperusheim, Lagos Ben Ubanov, that there's a mitzvah saseh, midaraisa, for people to write svarim. Not only your own svarim, to write Chumish, Mishnayis, Gemara, to publish books, Jewish books. Ki mitzvahs ksivas haTorah hikidei lilmud ba. The 613 mitzvah in the Torah is kitzvul chamesh shir hazos, to write a sefer Torah. But it's not only what's the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to be able to learn from the Torah. Dichsiv lamdas bnei Yisrael val yidei haGemara uPerusha yeda Perusha mitzvahs hadinim al boriyam. And it's through learning Gemara and its Perushim that we'll know all the mitzvahs. So that fulfills the same goal as writing a Sefer Torah. And this paskin lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Ayin Siv Beis in Yerodeya, that nowadays the mitzvah is not only writing a Sefer Torah, but writing Chumshei Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, Perusheihen. And l'chora, any new Sefer would be included, maybe not in Chumish, Mishnah, Gemara, but in Perusheihen, right? So if it's all part of Perusheihen, so that would be the mitzvah d'oraisa. Beis Yosef understands that the Rush is not telling us that one no longer has a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, and that instead you only write other books. No, he's saying that in addition to the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is expanded to include other books as well. However, the Prisha over there in Yeridea is Mechadesh, that the fulfillment of Va'ata Kisvu Lechem is only fulfilled nowadays by writing books that people actually learn from on a regular basis. No one says, "Ah, I'm in the mood for a good morning Seder," and goes over to the Aron Kodesh and pulls out a Sefer Torah to learn from the Sefer Torah. Since we don't do that, one is not in fulfillment of the mitzvah of writing Sefer Torah by writing a Sefer Torah, the Prisha suggests, only by writing things that one learns from. The Shach seems to assume this way as well, but he quotes that the Levush and the Madani Yomta and the Madani Melech sound more like the Beis Yosef. The Taz is cholik on the Prisha, says for sure the Ikur Kiyum Mitzvah was, is, and always will be Ksiva Sefer Torah. And this whole Chiddush is just that it's expanded to include other things. And the Taz makes a compelling argument. He says, Heich Nevatel Mitzvah Saseh Shel Va'ata Kisvu Lechem B'chiluf Hadoros. It's against the Ikur Emuna that the Mitzvah is going to change over time, that it used to be this and now it's going to be that, that a mitzvah has the ability to change over time. And the Gra and the Biura Gra also assumes, like the Shita of the Beis Yosef, not like the Prisha. But I'll call Panim. What turns out is that everyone agrees that there is at least a fulfillment of Ve'ata Kisvu Lechem when you write other Svarim. So if a person is fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa, maybe that alone should require a Shechianu, because we say Shechianu on all sorts of mitzvos when we do mitzvos. The Rama in Yerodeh Sim Chav Ches writes, Misha Shachat Bipam Arishon, a person shechts for the first time in his life, even though he's normally not a shechter, but a shechts for the first time in his life, he should recite a Shechianu on the first time that he does Shechita. From the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds not that way, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that someone who buys a talis and makes tzitzis, and it's his first time doing this mitzvah with a talis, should say a Shechianu because Logara Mikelim Chadashim. It's no different than buying any other new suit where you would say a Shechianu. Sounds like the Shechianu is not mitzad the mitzvah, but mitzad that it's a nice new suit. Your new talis is a new suit. But the mitzvah would not be enough to be mechayev. That is the kasha of the Magen Avraham. Why should kisei adam be different than a talis? That kisei adam is not enough of a requirement to say the bracha. But by that, I often get asked the question. Someone buys tcheles for the first time, so their first opportunity to fulfill, and they believe that that it's the real deal, so they're fulfilling a mitzvah da'oraisa for the first time in their lives. Should they recite a Shechianu on the Tcheles? So the Magen Avraham asks a stira. On the one hand, by Talos we're told not to, and on the other hand, when it comes to Kisei Adam, we're told yes. So Magen Avraham suggests that maybe you could be mechalik between mitzvot shchichos, like Talos and Tefillin, where you don't say a Shechianu al chidusham, and mitzvot Kisei Adam, which are not so shchiach, and therefore you say a Shechianu when you do it for the first time. The Taz in Sifkat and Aleph says by every mitzvah that you do for the first time you recite a Shechianu, and that seems to be the sheet of the Shach as well in Yerodea Simin Chav Ches. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is recorded in the first volume, I say, for Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I think in Halicha Shlomo, it says that he didn't give when he brought his children tefillin, he didn't give it to them as a matana, meaning they were just borrowing it when they were practicing before the bar mitzvah. They only got it as a matana on the day of their bar mitzvah, so that their brach of Shechianu could be chal both on the kiyum mitzvah for the first time and on the very expensive gift that they just got of tefillin, because it is a rechosh gadol, it is a very expensive gift. And that way, you avoid any suffik, meaning that let the Shechianu cover both. Rav Yashiv paskind that on the night of a boy's bar mitzvah he should say Shechianu on a new suit, and have in mind when he says Shechianu on a new suit that it's also Shechianu on every mitzvah that he's about to fulfill for the first time in his life as a mitzvah viyosa. Because to be choshish for that shita, that whenever you're doing a mitzvah for the first time, you have to recite a Shechianu. It comes out that according to many poskim, you don't say a Shechianu the first time you do any given mitzvah, but l'chal apachos, a mitzvah that's not shchiach, that l'kulei alma, that everyone agrees, a mitzvah that you don't do every day, you would recite a Shechianu. So l'chora, the mitzvah va'atzeh kisvu l'chem is not a mitzvah unless you're like Rav Asher Weiss or Rav Yonason Sacks. You don't, where every time you sneeze another sefer comes out. You know, it's a mitzvah that's a very uncommon mitzvah, and therefore l'chora would warrant a Shechianu. That's midin the mitzvah. But then there's a separate inyan of Shachianu, when a person feels a great sense of simcha. In Sefer Chasidim, Sim Tav Tav Reish Chaf, he writes, Kisha Adam Gomer Malacha Gedola Tzricha Bracha. A person finishes a big job, he requires a bracha. Shari La'achar Shabar Kodesh Baruch Hu Esolamo Berchus Har Shalom Shemar Yismach Hashem Masav. And this is what happened with Hashem when he finished creating the world. V'chein Kisha Kala Malach Sa Mishkan Berchus Sa Moshe. When we finished the Mishkan, Moshe gave a bracha. V'chein Asadav Shlomo V'chein Chizkiyo V'chein Omer Miesh Hashanata Karen V'lo Chalolo Shalom Berchu. Someone who plants a new vineyard, a big job. So the Sefer Chasidim points out that any time something big happens, one completes something big, something monumental, something important, there's always a bracha associated with it. So the Chidah, in his commentary to Sefer Chasidim, writes, "V'ro'i l'misha gomer l'chaber sefer v'chein l'hadfis sefer l'oseis hoda'a l'shmo yisparach asher zicho l'kach." He should give hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he finishes the sefer. V'rav morak tziyosim reishchav gimel kasav yivarach shachiyanu. And he quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who says that you should say shachiyanu. However, the Chidah adds, "V'li hadal nira diyivarach below shemu malchus." He says, "I think the bracha should be without Shem Malchus," and that's what he writes in Machzik Bracha or Chaim Sin Reish Chav Gimel Sivkat and Zayin as well, but that there's certainly a requirement of Hoda'ah. In Moruk Tzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes as follows in Sim Reish Chav Gimel, "Gam Nira Shagomer Sefer B'Ksivas V'Kol Shkein Bat Fasas Sefer Sheyesh Shol Levarich Shekenosin Su'uda Simcha L'Gomra Shal Torah." You're supposed to make a Su'uda Simcha for completing the Torah. She'ein Shum Kinyin Ubinyin She'yesh Bo Simcha Yoser Mizeh. There is nothing that you can acquire or build that will carry with it more Simcha than this. Kol Chafatzim L'Yishuvah, all your other efforts, everything else that you have, does not equal a simcha satorah. Al achas kam v'kami, he says, b'misha zachalo min hashamayim, b'perushe v'chidushe perosea shal Torah. Someone who zachalo min hashamayim, to have perushim and chidushim and Torah, shezoke, mazaka b'am rabim, and he's able to be mazaka the rabim with this, v'harbe shutvim ba'anosh, ma'amidim al emes, v'yosher, emuna v'akosher, and there are so many people that join with him in celebrating their enhanced lives as a result of this Torah. V'nana mimenu eitzav v'toshia bina v'das hatzach snev shvaguv gam yach shemivareich. So you expect him to say shachyanu? No, he says everyone's getting benefit from it. Shemivareich hatova meitiv. The bracha should be hatova meitiv, because the rule is hatova shachyanu is when it's a personal simcha. Hatova meitiv is when everybody is, when there's multiple, you buy a family car and you own it, not a lease, you buy it, the bracha is hatov ha-meitiv. You buy your own little sports car that only fits you in it, so the bracha is shachianu, because that's only you, right? Different brachos. So apparently a mechaber sefer, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, not a shachianu, that it's in fact a bracha of hatov ha-meitiv. In the Tshuvas Minchas Elazar Chelik Dalet Tzim Samachay, he writes that he was noeg to mean varach shachianu whenever he finished any of his chiburim. Now, big nafkamina, whether it's hatov ha-meitiv or shachyanu. Well, obviously, the biggest nafkamina is what words to say. Do you say shachyanu or hatov ha-meitiv? But a big nafkamina, whether you should make this celebration during this time of year, right? One could argue that you avoid a shachyanu kind of celebration this time of year. But hatov ha-meitiv doesn't have those words that are deemed offensive for this time of year of lazman hazeh. So l'chara would make it mutter. One could argue on the flip side that the flip side in terms of shechian versus hatov ha-meitiv, but just in general, that even if the bracha is shechianu, this is such a mitzvah, if it's such a mitzvah that it warrants even shechianu, then l'chara it's a big enough mitzvah to warrant eating meat during the 9 days. Now there is a machlokas haposkim, as we pointed out, whether you say shechianu when you publish a sefer, but we should point out that even if you're not obligated to, there's good reason to argue that it is not a bracha levatala. The Bach in Or Chaim Simcha Chavtes writes that in general, by shechianu, if a person feels an overwhelming sense of simcha and wants to say a shechianu, in general, we would would not consider that a bracha levatala, even absent a chiyuv. The Bach writes, Avalafia niyas daiti nira, diika lechalik bin bircha shachyanu l'shar brachos, de bircha shachyanu shabal simchas libo shel adam, yachol levarich afal pisha enu vaday de chayiv levarich. You're allowed to say it unlike any other bracha, where if you're not chayiv to say it, it becomes an isur chamur of bracha levatala. When it comes to Shechianu, you're allowed to say it even though you don't have to say it. That's not a violation of Losisa if you're expressing your joy in that way, and that's the psak of the Yeshua Yaakov and Orchaim Sim Rish Chafesiv Katan Gimel as well, that we don't say Safik Brachas Lahakel by Shechianu, because anyway it's a Rishus, and it all depends on Hana'as Ha'adam, and if a person feels that Hana'a, that Simcha, he's allowed to say the Bracha, even though he's not obligated to say the bracha. And Kol Shekein, says Yeshua Yaakov, if he's mesupak, whether he's obligated, then for sure he should say the bracha, as long as he knows that he's feeling that hargasha of simcha. In the Akdamah to Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss writes, Amnam kasher zocha lichto sefer lo tzio la or olam ayde matvishu shlucho, shapir mekayim mitzvah shal vata kisvulachem, you're certainly in fulfillment of the mitzvah of vata kisvulachem, v'yesh lomar d'yesh levarich shachyonu kimo b'sefer Torah. And he says, therefore you should say Shachyanu look just like by a Sefer Torah. And then he quotes a number of Gedolei Achronim who did say a bracha, and he concludes, Ube ikvos eile eilech gamani, and I will follow their lead. Ube eis psichas shar sifri, and at the opening of the gate of my sefer, avovam betihila v'toda v'oda l'Hashem b'chalavav b'sod yisharim v'asal shachianu v'kimanu v'gianu l'zman hazeh. He writes a shachianu. The best way l'chor is to follow the eitz of the kavachayim. Kavachayim reish chav gimel sivkan chavav writes what we said from Rav Yashu before. Say shachianu something else on a beged chadash or pri chadash, and that will pater the simcha of the publication of the sefer as well, or to say it without shemu mal. And again, different practice from different people. The most famous discussion of this whole topic is probably in the Netziv. The Netziv, in his commentary to the Shiltos, in Shilta Kuf Ayin Aleph, at the very, very end of his commentary to the Shiltos, has a whole arichus about whether a person should recite a Shechianu when finishing a Sefer, because he was finishing his Sefer. And he writes, Kishadam Zocha Ligmar Chelko Shinitin Lo Be'es Ata Kodesh Baruch Mirvos Kodesh Kamosh Kasav Arucha Bikin Masei Makalaz Vaday Ein Lecha Simcha Gedola Sharoi Levarich Ala Mizu. There's no greater simcha that deserves a bracha than this. Acher Kalela, and therefore he says, I'm going to do my part. Hineni Levarich Has Hashem Sharazarni Barachimov Levarich Ala Mugmar Shalzeh Chibur. I'm going to be Mevarich Hashem. And he adds to the bracha, he elaborates on each word of the bracha. Yishem Hashem Mevarich Shechianu La Amel Torah V'kiyamanu lahavim l'chamto sha'ara V'higiyanu l'das rabbeinu keren ora. And he goes on to explain how each word means to him, how he was able to accomplish in learning Torah. And there, and Lazman Azay says, Lazman sheyishra shchinaso ala kruvim shtayim. To the Zen, Mirtz Hashem, we should get to the Zman sheyishra shchinaso ala kruvim shtayim. Now the Tshuvas Yad Yitzchak, just to temper all of this, the Netziv wrote the Hamak Shela. You know, not everyone that's writing a Sefer is writing a Hamak Shela. His was quite an accomplishment. Many of the Svarim that we write, certainly the ones that I write, are just a collection of what other people said, organized a little bit differently. In Tshuvas Yad Yitzchak, Chelek Beis, Simin, Reishon and Tes, he says, don't say Shechianu, because how do you know that your Sefer is going to be any good? How do you know that the Tzibur is going to be Makabel your Sefer, that it's going to mean anything to them? So it's not Shaykh to say a Shechianu. And he says, therefore, you shouldn't make a... in the Sefer Avnei Shoham, he says, therefore you shouldn't make such a siyum with meat during the 9 days, because you don't know that it's enough of a simcha. I would argue that it is enough of a simcha to eat meat. You don't know when you finish the masechta that you knew it well enough either. But yet we're still makel with that minhag. So if a person completes writing a sefer, even though it's hard to define something as complete, you learn a masechta, so it's sort of been accepted that that's a complete unit. You know, when's your sefer finished? When you decide to stop writing, right? So it's not exactly clearly defined as a complete unit, but afal pikein. I would argue that would be enough reason to eat meat during the 9 days. Okay.
a little long.